This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The Biden administration announced new sanctions today against Russia, targeting Russian banks, members of government and their families, and preventing Americans from investing in the country. The move is part of a coordinated international response to alleged atrocities committed by Russian soldiers. When Russia began its invasion of Ukraine, more than 30,000 Ukrainian nationals were here in the United States, either as tourists or without any documentation that would give them the right to work. There are also tens of thousands of Afghans in that same boat, many of whom were evacuated from their country last summer when it fell to the Taliban. Both groups are about to get the chance to stay in the U.S. legally and enter the job market by applying for temporary protected status. Marketplace's Samantha Fields looked into what that protection will and won't do for people who've fled violence in their homelands.
There are more than 300,000 people currently living in the U.S. under temporary protected status.
TPS is provided to nationals of specifically designated countries.
Allison Norris is an immigration lawyer with Catholic Charities in D.C.
Typically because of an ongoing armed conflict or environmental disaster.
Once the Department of Homeland Security designates a country for TPS, like it just did for Ukraine and Afghanistan, Norris says anyone from that country who was already in the U.S. can apply. It's usually good for a year and a half at most.
It can be extended, but it's typically in chunks of 18 months.
About a dozen countries have TPS right now, including South Sudan, Haiti, Syria, and El Salvador. Some have had it renewed over and over again for years.
One that immediately comes to mind is El Salvador, which has had it since at least 2001. These are folks who have been renewing their status every 18 months for two decades in some situations.
Which means a lot of people with TPS are living in a perpetual state of limbo.
But for those who qualify, who had typically been living here without authorization, it's a tremendous benefit, but it is limited.
Hassan Shafiqullah, an immigration attorney at Legal Aid in New York, says TPS gives people a work permit and protection from deportation, but that's pretty much it. Unlike refugees or people who have asylum, if you have TPS, you can't get federal housing assistance or Medicaid.
You cannot get food stamps. You cannot get Social Security or SSI, Supplemental Security Income benefits. Most benefits you're not going to be eligible for, and it doesn't lead to a green card.
Having TPS doesn't prevent someone from getting a green card another way, through family or work or by getting asylum. But TPS itself is not a path to citizenship, no matter how long someone's had it. Allison Norris at Catholic Charities says that makes it really hard for a lot of her clients to build a life.
How can you think about buying property, moving up in your job, if every 18 months they're having to think, you know, is this going to be redesignated? Is my work permit going to be granted in time? Am I going to have the over $500 per person to apply?
Still, it is life-changing for many people who don't have a safe home country to go back to and who otherwise couldn't be here and work legally, Norris says. But it's a Band-Aid, not a long-term solution. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.